Jen, forgive my botherations. I know this is meant to be a spanking rip-snorter of a day for you and all, but do you happen to know where the devil-fucking-dickens Mr. Strider might be? Oh, that's fine. I had been meaning to message you sooner, actually, but I suppose on all the hubbub today it plump slipped my mind, which is a shock, in fact, on its lonesome, considering what I have to tell you. Egad, loosens collar a bit. As for the Strider business, he's an elusive guy, Jake, you know that. I talked to him yesterday. That's as much help as I can be. Shoot. I really need to ask him something, but he's got his blasted autoresponder turned on. I love that thing. He wouldn't be pleased to hear you say that. What do you need with him? Does this have to do with your crazy pen pal project? It most certainly does, and time is of the essence. Today's the day I have to finish it and send it, not a day later. So you see why I'm feeling really frickin' discombobulated at the moment. Sorry, Jay. This will be the birthday present for your grandmother? No, it is for your grandfather, simply to be relayed to him by my grandmother. A joint gift to him from she and I. Her and me. What? Who and you now? A joint gift from her and me. Grandma Jake. Oh, for Frigg's flipping sake, Jane, this is no time for your prudish pedantry. Leave your bookish malarkey in a dusty old library somewhere. I have an adventure to get on with.